Justin Jordan.
I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you!
PodunkRadio.com.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe. A mighty robot, loved by good, feared by evil.
The fuck? Hey. All right, welcome back. Hey, so this is PodunkRadio.com. It is Justin McPatches. No, this is not for air. I retired that. Doesn't mean I'm retired from doing radio. Ah, you're fucking nuts if you think that's going to happen. I got 6 years on this bitch. I ain't fucking leaving. I just retired the one show that I did the most, but I still am on Underground Horror Radio every Thursday night. Was it 9 p.m. right before Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love. Anyway, this is a new show that I came up with I wanted to do. Basically, I'm just playing pretty much whatever the fuck I want. I mean, I'm talking about all kinds of weird fucking shit. A mix of different stuff. I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be awesome. Let's see here. I got all kinds of stuff coming up, including... Let's see what we got on the list. Prince Daddy. That's kind of new. Let's see. Raise the Stakes. We're going to play some Church Girls out of Fort Pierce. So we got some metal and got some stuff. A little local Florida band called Venomous Fiction as well. We're going to play them as well. So it's not just going to be punk rock. I'm really going to mix it up. We're going to have some mod post-punk stuff later from a band called Radiana, who, if anybody watches The Venture Brothers, the voice of Tirana Orpheus, Dr. Orpheus's daughter, that's Lisa Hammer. So, and we got a little interview with her as well, a little clip-it with her and her husband, Levi Wilson. We're having a full interview, which is a two-hour-long special interview just about covering all kinds of things about her show, which is called Maybe Sunshine. It's on YouTube, various other sites, including Funny or Die. And you can actually click on the, you know, click on the link there for Podunk Radio. On the Podunk Radio website, you'll see it. And also check out the tunes and get them on iTunes if you want it. So very, very good stuff. So we're going to be doing that a little bit later on. So, and I got a special treat later. We're actually going to play something that isn't through the computer. I know, you're like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh, you'll fucking see. Or hear, rather. You won't see shit. Anyway, it's really cool to be doing this. And like I said, next week we got the two-hour special of the interview. It's just going to be... two-hour-long interview, but it's pretty funny. I had a good time doing it. And, you know, like I said, I met Lisa last year at Shock Pop Comic Con when I was doing Underground Horror Radio. I got the interview as well. It's on Facebook. And it's on Bandcamp, I believe. If you look up Underground Horror Radio on Bandcamp, it's there as well. That's before I put everything, starting to put everything on Podbean as well. So definitely stick around. A lot of cool stuff coming up. After this is Sick Boys Radio, which is a much, much, much awesome show. So anyway, here we go. We're going to play this new stuff here. It's called Quack Quack is the name of the song. And back there was Dead Girls Don't Cry by Raising Hell, which if you haven't checked out that band, you can pretty much Google anything nowadays. Please do that. It's awesome. Enjoy. Actually, before that, we're going to play The Digs with me. I'll do that after. Okay, we're going to play Prince Daddy and the Hyena with Quack Quack, and then we're going to play a band called The Digs with Maniac. All right, enjoy.
Oh,
Ain't that some catchy fucking punk rock? Out of Lake Worth, yes, Lake Worth. Very good stuff. Very good stuff by the Toilets. so fucking weird. I love those guys. I saw them for Green Jelly a couple years ago. Oh, yeah, so if anybody was wondering, yes, the Green Jelly show was fine. We retired not for air that night. It was nice. Had a good time. It was super awesome. And, you know, I was fun. So definitely, definitely check out a new episode of Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love Thursday night tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern time to figure out, you know, they're going to probably talk about it and upcoming events and stuff. I know we got a lot of conventions coming around and they're into that kind of thing, as long as with Underground Horror Radio as well. Halloween is coming up closer and closer. I believe next week is September. And thank God for that. What else is going on in September? I think September 3rd, I'm going down to E.R. Bradley's down in West Palm Beach, and right on Clematis. There is a Stoked Show Florida event for autism. And they're going to have a bunch of bands playing and stuff. I should probably put that on the website. In fact, I think I will. So I'm going to go down there and hang out for a bit and see if I can scrounge up anything to raffle off. It's for a good cause. So it's good to help out kids, you know. I mean, I personally don't want kids, but nothing. I don't hate, you know, I don't hate people with kids or really hate kids. So why not do a good thing once in a while instead of me being an asshole? So we're going to be doing that. That's going to be good. And we got some other stuff coming up as well as the month goes on here at Podunk Radio. We're sponsoring also in September Bumblefest, which is the Pure Honey 5-year anniversary. I think there's like five stages, a bunch of bands. That's on the 17th of September on Saturday, so I'll be there. And also I might be doing a Pokemon Go event webcast kind of thing as well. So I got the next couple of weeks. I'm very, very busy, which isn't bad. Definitely check out any of the upcoming event links on our page. Obviously you should be listening to Podunk Radio. Or if you're on another site such as loudfastandshitty.com, we're on there as well. Click on it, get to the Podunk site, check out what we have on the site itself. Loud, Fast, and Shitty is on Mondays. And also now that I got my problem fixed out here on the old system, they're going to be having the replays again on Saturdays at 6 o'clock. So I had a little problem with something earlier. I fixed it. So with that, time for some more tunes. Anybody remember the band Kitty? I met them once, way before I did the radio. Yeah, they're hot. Anyway.
Yeah. days of losing sleep. A new excuse to never change.
Out.
Okay. Well, that was good stuff. We had a venomous fiction back there. Along with the what you just heard now was the Tick Turds of Bullshit Burnout. So, I'm going to play a song from Radiohead. And it's called Only One Person I Hate More Than You. And then we're going to hear the interview, or a snippet of the interview that we did last week. And then next week will be the two-hour special with the full interview. I know attention spans, but it was a lot of fun, and it was really funny, and we had a good time. Talked about all kinds of stuff, maybe Sunshine, some of the band stuff, the TV show. Just, it was good. Music scene, how it feels now to be a little bit older than, you know, when we were younger, when things are much different. In the underground scene. So if you haven't seen Maybe Sunshine, definitely check it out on YouTube. Or go to Maybe Sunshine, was it .weebly.com. And definitely just check it out. I think you'll like it, especially if you're in a musician or you know musicians and you know bands that are trying to get out there and all this weird shit keeps happening or they keep getting fucked out of money. There's nobody in the fucking bar or the venue, so you definitely understand. So definitely give it a shot. It's post-punk, mod type stuff of music, so it's very, very, very catchy. It's not your normal, it's not like hardcore punk or anything like that, but I like it. So definitely, definitely listen and enjoy the snippet I got too as well. Sense where, you know, yeah. At dinner people were talking about Dutch ovens and other weird shit and you're like, I don't know what that is. and now you got this dating site where guys who obviously are with somebody else because you hear them in the background later on, but it's like you're sitting there like, no.
I know. You know what? I gotta tell you, some of the dialogue for those last three people was taken from real dialogue that people got from stalkers.
Are you not for stalkers, real? But just regular, like, you know, Tinder people.
Yeah.
Who would, like, send personal messages to other people. And,
oh, Lord.
And they got rejected. You know, they would just say crazy shit to them.
Swipe left, you know, get out of there.
Exactly.
just these. Those are really nasty messages and weird messages that people got from.
Cupid. Stuff like that. Yeah.
I think I found it on like a web a dating site, nightmares.
Like forum, like a forum.
Yeah.
Like people were saying this. Can you believe what this guy just wrote to me? This weird poem about my toes.
Right. And these were like these were screen captures too. So they were posting screen captured pictures of what had actually been written to them from
Jesus
these people.
Christ.
Yeah. It was incredible.
And I was like, I want to use the real thing because this really happens and it's totally twisted.
Yeah.
to be saved! I can't be saved!
You know, we're going to play a game. No, not Saw. Although those are okay. No, I grew up growing up in the 80s and 90s, you know, Nintendo was huge. So I had a Nintendo. I had almost every Nintendo except for, like, Super. My cousin had one, so I didn't need one. And I had a Nintendo, original NES. And, you know, those games, for the most part, had good sound, depending on the game. And a lot of stuff that's coming out now is a lot of retro stuff, including 8-bit music. What they do is they take a normal song and they redo it like it would be for like a Nintendo game. It's pretty cool. So we're going to play a game. I'm going to play a punk song. Okay, as a clue, it's a punk song. It's one of my favorite bands. And that's all you're going to get. And I want you to try to figure out who it is. Okay, figure out who it is, figure out what song it is. I'm not going to give you either one. Just know that I played it a lot back in the day on the show, on Not For Air, on Podunk Underground Horror Radio. Okay, so that's all the clues you're getting. Enjoy. Maybe you'll get it. Maybe you'll get it. By the way, that was Church Girls, along with Skeletorium, and they played Night of the Demons. If anybody's ever watched that movie from the 80s, Night of the Demons, it's the intro song, but he did it with guitars and other instruments, and he did a great job. Skeletorium. Look him up on Facebook. And, of course, that was Fort Pierce local Church Girls with As I Die Slowly. Anyway, so here's the song. Enjoy. See if you can get it. still not telling you what that song was. You're not getting it from me. Anyway, so before after that 8-bit song there, we had the Cadaver Man with Green Goblin. So if you have ever, you know, read Spider-Man comics or seen the original Spider-Man movie in the 90s, or early 2000s rather, then yeah, you know the Green Goblin is. Or if you've ever seen Maximum Overdrive, the Green Goblin truck, which is fucking awesome. Anyway, and after that, of course, was Socks for Cocks. I said that. A life hack for a wreck. All right, so what are we going to play now? Well, we're going to play a song by a band that I like, that I play on Underground Horror Radio. And it's about Fright Night. Now, if you've never seen the original Fright Night, you're not going to understand this fucking song. That's the thing I love about, like, horror punk and psychobilly and that kind of music, is they sing songs about shit I know, like horror movies, and I think is fucking cool. So that's why I dig this band. Jason and the Krugers with You're So Cool, Brewster. Would we? That's so awesome. I love that whole part. That's so good. Fucking love Jason and the Krugers. Yeah, if you're into like horror punk and like metal and fucking like psychobilly, you're gonna dig the shit out of that band. I guarantee you that. My buddy Todd, you know, TJ Lynch, horror artist extraordinaire. Look it up on Facebook. He does a lot of cool work for a lot of horror punk bands. He makes action figures. He just did a cool pumpkin the other day for Halloween. So he's a big Halloween enthusiast, such as myself and Nicole. And so it's super cool when he does artwork and we get to go see shows together and stuff. So definitely check out his art. It's awesome. So definitely sweet. And stay tuned for Sick Boys Radio after this, because that show is fucking wickedly fucking great, too. All the, a lot of shows on this station's fucking good. Loud, Fast, and Shitty. We got fucking Best Tables in Hell. We got Brothers Grimm. God damn, we got a lot of good shit on here. It's a good station. Hopefully we'll get more shows, too. Hopefully. If you want to do a show and you want to be on Podunk Radio, email me at notforair@live.com. Send me a clip of something. And maybe if you're locally in town and you're starting from scratch, I'll show you what to do. I mean, I've been doing it for a while, so I just assume I'm doing all right. I don't know. From other people, apparently I'm not very good. Whatever. I don't care. So anyway, I got a special treat for you as we wrap up this show. It's kind of like last-minute idea show. Like I said, next week, tune in at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. I'll tune in all the time if you want. But next Wednesday, which is the 31st of August, tune in 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And 2 hours of a sweet fucking interview with Levi Wilson and Lisa Hammer from Radiana and maybe Sunshine. So definitely check that out. It was good. I had a great time. And, you know, the links are on Facebook. And actually, the links are going to be on Podunk Radio as well on the website. Now, what I got in my hand here is one of those little booklet-type folder things. Now, this is a band. A little while ago, we had a little event called Reunite Fest here on the Treasure Coast, where I live, in Florida. And we had some older bands that used to play together that don't play anymore come back for one night and play Reunite. You know, since everybody's like doing reunion shows now, like the Misfits and Guns N' Roses or whatever. So this is a band called In Like Flynn. Now, Micah, who used to be in Spicoli, my buddy Alton, we played them a lot. So Mike is awesome. The whole band is awesome. And so this is a nice little, it's all photo, not Photoshop, but looks like it was made by like photocopy. And I got a 7-inch vinyl from the band right here. So I'm actually going to play a record on the air. I know. Holy shit. I've never tried that before, so I'm really fucking excited because I do love vinyl as well. It's just the easiest thing for people to send me, usually through emails or through Bandcamp links or whatever. It's fucking digital stuff, which is cool because that's what the show is, but definitely love some vinyl. And this is just really cool. I'm looking at the artwork, and it was all black and white photocopy. This was in 1995, so this vinyl is pretty old. And it's not, I don't think it's a reprint either, because it's just a little tiny 7-inch. And it's all like handwritten, label on it and everything. I love it. I love it so much. So I'm going to play that. I think I'm going to play Checkers, which is on the first side. I hope it's the first side. It's hard to tell in these things, some of them. But here we go. In Lake Flynn from Vero Beach, Florida, back in 1995. I'm just excited because of how old it is, because you got to remember, this is a time before Facebook, all that bullshit, stuff that we do now. This is like, literally, here's a flyer, we made it by hand, we're done, here, take it, you know, here's a tape, show it to your friends, that's the only copy we got, you know, make more, we're working on a new record. So the fact that these guys pressed vinyl, which was, I think, Parking Lot Records at the time, which was in Vero Beach, I just think it's cool that these kids and guys did this way back then, and that's the way it was. So let's turn this fucker on. See how we do. A little bit different than just hitting play. So here we go. You hear that pop? Oh, yeah. Look at that, and like Flynn with Checkers. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be on 45, so I'm just going to do a double check real quick. Hey, that's on 33, so definitely not. Thank God I got it right. So it really is that fast. That's 45. Anyway, that goes out to Kelly Green as well, who does an entire, like, old-school actual DJ set with vinyl records, and that is fucking cool. A lot of it's like original ska and some ska punk and some other stuff, so definitely check her out as well. She's down like Lake Worth, Palm Beach, that kind of thing. Anyway, we're out of here. Sick Boys Radio is on next. Tune in. Thank you very much, everybody. Don't forget the big event next weekend or next week with the 2-hour interview special. Lisa Hammer, Levi Wilson, maybe Sunshine. Bye.
There's a new home for hard rock and punk. The internet, right next to porn.
Oh, yes. Oh.
PodunkRadio.com.